FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Municipal Workers Union, SAMU, and the Re Inkonyane Municipality say there may be light at the end of the tunnel for the municipality, which has been in disarray. Union leaders and municipal officials are still in talks to resolve an impasse over job grading and back pay related to the process. Senior employees and councillors were moved to a higher salary grade several years ago, but municipal workers say they've been waiting too long for their upgrades. It's left residents in Port Shepstone and surrounds, as well as businesses and the tourism industry, to fend for themselves as the near three-month-long strike continues. MEC for COCTA, Thulasizwe Buthelezi, visited the municipality 2 weeks ago and gave them a three-week deadline to resolve the deadlock. Municipal manager Khetha Zulu says they hope they will be able to have an agreement by next week.
We've had just 2 days back-to-back meetings for a couple of hours. I think at this stage we are confident that we're going to be getting into a solution quite soon. Unfortunately, understanding the nature of the negotiations, I'm not at liberty to give details of where we are and what we are about to resolve on. But I can say, looking at having the agreement in the next couple of days, if everything goes according to plan.
Regional Secretary for SAMU Ntomfuthi Mzotho says she believes that they are also headed in the right direction. Meanwhile, five municipal workers belonging to SAMU were placed on suspension by the municipality this week. Mzotho says the group were accused of instigating the ongoing strike.
We don't believe that, because most of the workers, they are having the mutual interest of to get our right enforced. So how the management did pick five members out of more than 900 SAMU members.
Motorists are being warned to brace for significant fuel price hikes in February. The latest Central Energy Fund data points to a possible increase of around 90 cents a litre for petrol and over 1 rand a litre for diesel. It's despite a stronger rand and lower oil prices. The families of fallen SAPS members have described the support received from their loved ones, colleagues, as life-changing. Some of them joined the SAPS' National Golf Day in Umhlanga's Mount Edgecombe today to raise funds for the SAPS Education Trust. It was set up to support the educational needs of the children whose police officer parents died in the line of duty. One of the beneficiaries, Amanda Mbata, says losing her father in 2018 was tough, but she's grateful she's been able to continue with her studies.
I had good marks, but I had no idea of the opportunities in terms of bursaries and everything. So SAPSID really helped in terms of tuition. They paid for my tuition from 2021, and it's been amazing to not have that stress of I need to go work. I can actually fully focus on my studies. I don't have to worry about when my next meal is coming or toiletries. So SAPSID for me has been like a lifesaver.
Durban and Pietermaritzburg 29 tomorrow, Richards Bay 31.
Here's what's coming up in your sports. Plenty of Nedbank Cup and Premier League action coming up this weekend. The Blitzbokke finished 2-2 on day one in Perth, and the Sunrisers hosting the Joburg Super Kings in the Betway SA20 tonight.